right. We're right.
Are we ready?
We're ready. Always ready.
Always ready. Always right. Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Friday, on the radio. Later on in the hour, we have some information from the Queen of Cheap that will save you money. It's Freebie Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So Roberta Fasanelli has that for us. And Jennifer Horn is going to tell us about the ratings for the X Factor. Did they win or not? Winning. Also, we're going to meet a couple of fellas who are very good when it comes to a specific thing. You know how things today get niched? We have a certain type of car that people like. We have certain type of clothing that people like. We have certain types of homes that people like, certain kind of radio that people like. It's not just one size fits all or everybody fits under the same tent. So when it comes to working around your home, there are a little there's little bits and pieces of things that you may find instructive as we meet a couple of fellas who are very good in that department, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
But before we fix your home, we'll try to fix stupid. A little laughter at 10 after, right after this on Good Day.
How to turn everyday family moments into a sweet celebration. I'm Risa Jill Miller. From birthdays and holidays to family game night, the makers of Pillsbury baking products encourage families to mark daily special moments with a celebration, a family photo, and delicious home-baked desserts. Mary Beth Bottacher, Vice President of Corporate Communications, the J.M. Smucker Company, explains.
Memorable moments happen every day, and we are thrilled to encourage families nationwide to capture and share their family celebrations with us through the Pillsbury People Celebrate More Photo Contest.
The Pillsbury People Celebrate More Photo Contest runs from September 21st through November 30th. One grand prize winner will receive a $10,000 family vacation to Celebration, Florida. For complete details and official contest rules, visit PillsburyBaking.com. You can also find details about the newest Pillsbury creations. Contest open to legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C., 18 years and older, void where prohibited.
All right, we all know that laughter is the best medicine, the power of laughter. So let's see if we can fix stupid. But maybe not. Let's see.
You can't fix stupid.
Roberta Fasanelli has been... why did I say that in the same breath? I'm not sure why I did that.
Weird, huh?
By the way, Richie's on a train going to New York to participate in some kind of an event in New York today.
A girl
on the new
computer
meet.
Event.
A girl computer event. Mm-hmm. Certainly that'll be right up his alley. Okay, this is
they drink beer.
Headlines from newspapers around the country. All right, you ready?
Okay.
Ready.
Headline in the Lane County Register reads, County to pay $250,000 to advertise lack of funds. See that? All right, let's see here. Here's a headline from the Dearborn News. Volunteers search for old Civil War airplanes.
For old Civil War?
There were no airplanes in the Civil War.
There were no airplanes.
Oh, duh. Oh, my gosh.
All right, let's see here. This is from translated, translated from an Australian newspaper.
We've been looking for a long time.
An Australian Army vehicle worth $74,000 has gone missing after being painted with camouflage. Pretty good paint job. There we go. Here's, let's see, where is this from? This is from a West Virginia newspaper. Headline, caskets found as workers demolish mausoleum. A fellow working on the demolition said, we had no idea there was anybody buried in there.
What?
Let's see here. Here's an article is written by a suburban Washington newspaper. Supreme Court says okay for some, others not, regarding the Ten Commandments.
Oh.
I didn't know you could choose. let's see.
I'll
this
have
one,
just the eight, please.
This one says it all from the Salt Lake City newspaper. Utah Poison Control Center reminds everybody not to take poison.
Thank you.
Very good of you, sir. Thank you. Let's see here. Federal agents raid gun shop, find weapons.
Duh.
Store owner previously arrested on weapons charges. What are the odds of that, huh? Let's see here. From a Long Island newspaper, Roberta. Statistics show that teen pregnancy drops off significantly after age 25.
Then it becomes adult pregnancy.
I would have guessed 20, actually. That would have been me.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, here's the final one. A column in a Boston newspaper. One-armed man applauds the kindness of strangers. That's just
story at 11.
Mean. Yeah, that's just mean. All right. In a moment, we meet Dean and Derek here on the on the Good Day program.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.
13 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Roberta and Jennifer and I are happy to meet a couple of fellows that have a radio talk program, in fact, focusing on everything from outdoor design, the best products in the market, interviews with interesting people from a variety of industries, and one of their other passions is food. I thought you would find these fellas interesting. Dean and Derek, welcome to Good Day.
Hey, good day to
hey,
you
how's
guys.
It going, Doug?
All right, so these are a couple of Beantown guys.
Yes.
All right, can you say park? Can you say you're going to go park your car for me?
Yeah, we can put it on pretty heavy for that. We'll go park your car.
I love it.
Why
but
do
I
like
got a better one. We have a better one for you. My father works for the Firefighters Union for 40 years.
I don't know. There's something about that East Coast Boston accent that I love. Love it.
But
really?
That's not really true.
Yes.
Is that Derek or Dean who just said that?
That's Derek, but Doug, that's not true.
Listen, I know it's not
true. If you ever meet an attractive guy and he starts talking like that, they crumble really fast.
I know, but there's something adorable about the accent at the beginning.
All right, Derek, your father actually did what as a profession?
My father was a stone cutter. Actually, he started at the Plymouth Quarries in Hingham, Mass., and he was just a yard guy. Just, you know, help him with deliveries. They taught him how to cut stone on his lunch breaks. He'd go down to the stone cutter shops, and then he became one of their cutters, and then he went off on his own with his first pickup truck, borrowed $300, and started his masonry company.
Yep, and today he's a multi-jillionaire, right?
No, he's not. I mean, actually, Doug, you know, he's been gone for about 26 years.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. Don't worry about it. It's been a long time.
Nothing worse than making a joke over him.
No.
That's like? That's like Joe Biden telling the guy in the wheelchair to stand up.
Exactly.
That's pretty much.
It wasn't that bad, Doug. Okay. But he taught us a great trade. You know, he lives with us, and Dean and I and all my brother and cousins, we're all very lucky to work with him during the summer. Because we learned a lot about work ethic.
You're both the brothers, right? Dean and Derek are brothers.
No, we're cousins.
Cousins, okay.
We're cousins.
Kissing cousins or just regular cousins?
Oh, you
know, that's getting a little icky now, man.
Icky.
Yeah. Now you're going back to Joe Biden's status.
Yeah, right.
Could you help him out here, please?
Yeah. She's been trying for a long time. It hasn't worked too well so far. So, Dean, then, if your cousins, your dad had a trade, what was his trade?
Oh, Doug, really? You have to do this. My father was a hairdresser, Doug.
Your father was a hairdresser.
Well, he was a barber and a hairdresser.
Here's the deal. We grew up in an Italian family, very dysfunctional, like most Italian families.
There you go, Roberta.
My father was a hairdresser, and people ask me to describe my father. I would say my father, I say it all the time, he's a cross between if you took John Gotti and Liberace and married them, that would be my father.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good combo.
It is. All right, now, Roberta's last name is Facinelli.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's your last name?
My last name's Marsico, so I got the Italian last name because Derek's mother and my father are brother and sister.
And my father was English, and his last name was Stearns, but he was the stone cutter. Go figure.
All right, now you two guys got together at what age? When did you first become friends?
I don't know if we
had
ever
no
friends.
we don't really like each other up until this stage of our life, to tell you the truth. But we had no choice. When you're in an Italian family, every Sunday you are at your nanny and papa's house eating Sunday dinner, no matter what. There's no excuse.
For hours.
Right. You lose a limb, you get it stitched up, and you show up for Sunday dinner.
You got it, Roberta. You understand what we're talking about.
Absolutely. 100%.
Mm-hmm. All right. So these guys, for Roberta, Jennifer, and everybody listening, these guys have been on Broadway. They went to Hollywood to try their luck at acting. They have created a program on the DIY network called Rock Solid. What is it called? Rock Solid and Indoors Out. What's the
name? Indoors Out is the second show. Yeah.
There's two different shows.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So you're characters in your own right, but you have a special. I introduced you as being niched. Yeah. There are a lot of people. We have Tom Kreitler, who does the Money Pit show, talks about Home Improvement from top to bottom. It really is shocking that you guys are creative and clever enough to come up with something that's based on sort of a narrow trade, right? I mean, I'm trying to be as nice as I can here.
No, well, that's a good point. I mean, when you think about it, we're more than just Stone. I mean, Stone is kind of our, you know, backbone, if you want to say, and our way.
It's what you fall back on if everything else fails. You can build stone walls and fix people's patios.
But you're really good at Stone. I'm looking at your website right now. You don't ever do houses in L.A., do you?
No, but we'd love to.
My gosh, their work is incredible. Have you seen these pictures, Doug?
I have, in fact. But you don't want to work at Jennifer's house. You don't want to be in that neighborhood.
Oh, stop. It builds character.
But you know, if you lived in Jennifer, I lived in L.A.
Okay. So you know, you know by your bed.
She's up in Sunderland.
Why is there always dead silence?
I don't even know where Sunderland is. Yeah.
Okay. I live in Sunderland. Everybody goes, it's just dead quiet, like somebody died.
Does anybody else live there?
Yeah,
a lot of people. Yeah. A lot of people with about eight other people living in their garage.
Oh, I see. I see.
There's a large population of people who don't belong. Let's just put it that way.
You guys are fun. You guys are pretty funny. You know, you brought up a good question because that's always been our way in, actually, into the DIY network. You know, the Rock Solid was really about stone and masonry and teaching homeowners how to do things. But then, you know, they realized that we've got a lot more to offer than that. You know,
you do?
Yeah.
What would that be?
Yeah, Derek, where are you going? I'm going to sit back and listen to this one. Derek, take it away.
Okay, Dean. So really what we do mainly is we design outdoor living spaces, and we've always done that. So that's a much bigger market and much bigger category than just, say, quote, stonework. Mm-hmm. On top of that, we love lifestyle. You know, we do love food, and we like wine, and we like all the things that were part of our Italian family.
So you cook it all on the patio. All right, here are these guys. Go to the website. Jennifer, what's the website?
It's DeanandDerek.com.
Very clever.
Good figure, I know.
Yeah, I know. Very clever. Now, you guys, we'll have you back here because I think you've got some interesting stories to tell.
All right,
Dean
great.
And Derek, yeah, check out their website. Yeah, 21 after on Good Day.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Here.
Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit safetynetsavings.com. That's safetynetsavings.com. Visit safetynetsavings.com today.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
Lady who plays Frankie on the new ABC show, The Middle, Patricia Heaton. Patricia, how good are you at taking compliments?
I love compliments.
Yeah, so here's the problem story. Though, Patricia. Doug is awful at giving them.
Yeah, he sounds creepy.
But this one, I met you once. Rory Rosegarden is Ray Romano's manager.
Correct.
He brought me to the set one day, and he introduced me to you, and I thought your beauty was understated.
It's so understated, it's barely visible.
Really?
First of all, you're an idiot. And second, nah, that pretty much covers it.
Come join us, let's step in today.
Hello, what is your name, dear?
My name is Curtis Lawson, but my friends call me Phoenix.
How did Phoenix come about?
I dance with fire.
Okay.
Oh yeah, like it's normal for us.
Yeah.
In my world, he's normal.
Rock on, rock on.
Is that a dream catcher down there?
Yes, it is.
That's all I've been staring at this whole time.
Oh, it's supposed to catch dreams.
I think it just did.
We're going to ask you to sit on the naughty step for 5 minutes.
So,
this is him singing backwards. Anybody watch this last night, The X Factor?
No, I can't. I DVR.
It's a guy named Curtis Lawson.
Or Phoenix. His friends call him Phoenix.
Call him Phoenix. Right, exactly. Not much worth listening to there. Okay, let's keep moving. Here's Dexter Hayward giving the judges a performance that they fear.
Well, since I just got one song, I'm going to do Sex Machine by James Brown.
Of course.
Kind of fire up this crowd.
Of course.
Are you guys ready to get fired up?
Oh, God. I know what it's time to just know what's coming.
See, that's time to know what it is.
Get up. Get up. I'll stay on the scene. Like a sex machine.
All right, thank you for enough of that, Michael. Play the next cut.
You know, I just knew it was going to sound exactly as it sounded like. I mean, it's sort of a tribute act.
That's exactly right.
What it is, right?
What a cacophony!
I would have loved to have heard just a little more originality.
All right.
I really don't know if I love this show yet.
Dexter, you know what?
I'm going to give you a little tease.
Forget
the ratings don't show.
No.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear you sing something else.
All right, let's go on to Caitlin Cook singing a song the Supremes made popular.
Baby, baby, I'm aware of where you go. Each time you leave my door, I watch you walk down the street, knowing your other love you'll be.
Take it all.
Haven't I been good to you?
Wow.
Take it all.
Haven't I been sweet to you?
All right, so play the judges. Overview of this, Michael, will you?
That was really, really special. I really like you a lot. Nicole?
It would be an honor for me to work with you in this competition.
So this is all goody-goody stuff. Let's get into it. Here's Alexander Johnson getting snippy with Simon. That's
Alexander, have you ever...
Don't call me Alexander, please. I don't hate that name.
Right. Xander.
Thank you, Paula. Am I going to sing or what?
Okay, what are you going to sing?
I'm going to sing I'll Be by Edwin McCain.
Really? Is that who you are?
It shows off my voice. If I was who I am, I'd have my backup dancers in 6-inch stilettos, and I'd have a full-on stage performance. Like Lady Gaga, only better. I am the X Factor. Come on!
Okay, have you ever performed in public before?
Have you ever worn a shirt?
Yuck!
Dinner.
28 after the hour.
This is your Daily High with Andy Greenberg, showing you how your weather forecast will affect the rest of your life. Your Daily High is sponsored by ElisaElana.com. Elisa Ilana Jewelry is proud to offer a unisex soldier-to-soldier bracelet, a powerful fundraiser in honor of our veterans. $25 from each bracelet will be donated to Homes for Our Troops, assisting wounded veterans and their families. The button clasp symbolizes the uniform. Each knot on the bracelet symbolizes a fallen hero. The bracelets are made in the USA. Purchase yours at ElisaElana.com or 402-926-3479. Enter promo code Andy at checkout to receive free shipping. Okay, we've all heard the weather for the day, and somehow we began to prepare for whatever is coming our way, be it heat, be it cold, be it rain, be it snow, because once we know what the forecast is, we are able to prepare for it. In life, we also get forecasts. We get economic forecasts. We get forecasts about the future. We get forecasts about family. But do we prepare for it as well as we do the weather? No, most of us don't. Most of us take a look at it and says, oh boy, what am I going to do when this hits? However, we have the opportunity to prepare. We have the opportunity to protect. We have the opportunity to prosper as we learn that the economy is going to continue to improve. So with that being said, there's an economic forecast coming that shows improvement. Right now, begin to plan for it. Right now, begin to enjoy its benefits. Your Daily High is sponsored by ElisaElana.com. Elisa Ilana Jewelry is proud to offer a unisex soldier-to-soldier bracelet, a powerful fundraiser in honor of our veterans. $25 from each bracelet will be donated to Homes for Our Troops, assisting wounded veterans and their families. The button clasp symbolizes the uniform. Each knot on the bracelet symbolizes a fallen hero. The bracelets are made in the USA. Purchase yours at ElisaElana.com or 402-926-3479. Enter promo code Andy at checkout.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. Radio GCN. Great Talk Radio starts here.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
fresh.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Good day. Time is 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Roberta Fasanelli. The fabulous Friday freebie function will be... How many more can I get in here? But yes, anyway, Queen of Cheap. A lot of freebie Friday deals coming up in a matter of moments. Jennifer is going to check what's going on the tuber boober. And I must say something about Dean and Derek, who are here a few minutes ago. If you didn't hear them, listen to the podcast. Go back to the first part. These guys are genuinely amusing. You know what they remind me? Somebody wanted to know if they were like Click and Clack.
And oh, yeah.
They
more like Frick and Frack, I think.
Sort of. Well, maybe Frick and Frack around the house. But it's probably not the first time somebody has compared them to the other Italians who do radio, right? Mm-hmm. What's the last? Mugliozzi or Megliozzi or something like that? Tom and... what the heck is there? And if somebody may call me at 800-510-8255, tell me. I never remember. I know one of them is Tom, and I know it's a really heavy... They have a really heavy Boston Italian accent. The car talk is not really what... They have fun talking about cars, and they really know what they're talking about. But it's just their rapport with each other. And can you imagine a one-hour weekly show that gets as much attention as those guys do?
That would be so fun.
And I think that that's what Dean and Derek are all about, frankly.
Tom and Ray Magliozzi.
Tom and Ray Magliozzi. Thank you, Michael. I was close, right? I was pretty close. Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers. And so Dean and Derek are sort of cut, if you'll pardon me.
Not the Tappet Brothers.
No, that's what they call themselves.
It's a whole different thing, though.
No, well, it's you know what a Tappet is?
Moving on.
No. Do you know what a Tappet is?
No, I do not know what a Tappet
is. Okay, Roberta, you know what a Tappet is?
No, I don't.
All right. This is the really big question. The 2020 info quiz question, a really great prize. We'll give you two things. Doug Steffen paraphernalia and free food from the folks at eFood. What is a Tappet? 800, I will tell you. Well, we're talking about the car guys, so that's a clue. What is a Tappet? 800-510-8255. This is a wonderful question, if I do say so myself. All right? I wish I knew more about stonemasonry. I know a lot about cars and things that make things run, but I don't know anything about stonemasonry other than if you go to these guys' website, man, will you be impressed with the stuff that they do. Roberta and Jennifer were just during the break googling, goggling about what they have on their website. DeanandDerek.com. Very good stuff. Okay, so we'll get the answer to our question about Tappets after Roberta takes us down the street. The Queen of Cheap, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms
She's
and dads.
The Queen of Cheap, the diva of toaster. It's Roberta Fasanelli.
Okay, let's start with Freebie Friday. We've got for you today Dove Leave-In Conditioning Smoothing Cream Sample. I have no idea what this is, but it certainly sounded
good. What is it called?
It's a Dove Leave-In Smoothing Cream.
Oh, leave-in that's for your hair.
Leave-in
what? Is it a hair thing? It's a hair thing. It gets rid of frizzies.
Oh, is that what it is? I'm glad you like that.
Oh, my God. What? That, you know how, Michael, you got to take that exchange and put it up as a one of the treasures of the day. Just it requires no other explanation than, huh? Okay, you just tickle me.
I'm glad you like. In fact, you should go get the free sample.
I probably should.
Of the Dove Leave-In Smoothing Cream.
I can put it in right into my hair. Everybody who's watching the stream at DougStevin.com, you can see what I can do to my hair.
Smoothing cream.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Some iPhone apps. It's Food Gawker. It's recipes and stuff for you. And there's tons and tons of other free apps if you go to this link, especially if you have an iPhone. I have a Droid, so they do me no good whatsoever. However, if you do have an iPhone, I like my Droid better, but you can get them. We also have iTunes, a free download by Cody Simpson. Do you know Cody Simpson, Jen?
No, but I use smoothing hair cream.
Well, give me a break.
Come on.
If I left the studio right now, I bet you guys finished this half hour.
We would have so much
fun.
We
would just go around and around the drain with this cream. Right. But you can make a whole segment on this, on the hair cream thing. You can do it. Keep going.
You're perverted.
Okay. Oh, okay, so stop laughing now. Free Disney vitamin samples for your kids. Free Taylor Swift perfume samples.
Okay,
have you tried
I need
that.
Yet? I like Taylor. I would like to smell like her.
Yeah. You'd like to smell like Taylor Swift? Well, as a perfume
rich.
Sample.
She smells like money.
I'm not sure if it's a Taylor Swift after she's worked out or a Taylor Swift after she's done a show or a Taylor Swift after she's had a shower, but it's a you can smell like Taylor Swift with a perfume sample. Free order of skillet queso and jeeps and chilies. Queso and Jeeps and Chili's. Get it free. We have that. This is real cool. It's a free McGraw-Hill education math app. So if your kid is having some trouble with math, you can go and get these math apps, and I guess they could do it on whatever, their Android, their cell phone, their iPhone, their computer, whatever. And all of this is on
tapping.
All of this is on the DougStevin.com website. However, you're not going to find it right on the front page. You have to go over to where it says more. And when you go to more, that's where you'll find Freebie Friday.
Freebie Friday. Yay! Hooray. All right. Hey.
How you doing?
It's like somebody just tickled me under my left armpit.
Oh, you know what today is?
What is today?
Today's
first
Bruce's
day of
birthday.
Fall.
It's Who's Bruce's birthday?
Birthday,
Bruce.
Really? You know who else's birthday it is? It's Don Ela's birthday, who works with me on the farm. We'll have to call him, Michael.
All right, I don't have Don's number.
I know you don't. I will give it to you.
I don't have Bruce's number. I'd like to
have no creativity.
Bruce's number is 281 Apple. 20 minutes before the hour. So let's see if we can wrap up before we get to Jennifer, our 2020 info quiz. As a result of our conversation. See, you have me all flustered because of the hair cream. Dean and Derek got me to thinking about Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers. So I want to know what a tappet is. I'm looking at all of the people who have called. Let's see here. Who's got the most detailed information, Michael? Looks like there are a lot of people here. You know what I really wanted? It was to talk to a woman who knew this. I haven't found anybody here. I got, let's see, James, Harry, Ron, Dion, Merv, John, Fred. Here is, let's see, I want to go to some place that's kind of all these, we
tropical.
All these we got all these Florida callers. All right, I'm going to do,
take a call, come on.
Hey.
I'm aging over here.
Who do you think you are, anyhow? I'm telling you right now, the rest of the program, right down the drain with the cream. We're done. Finished, it's over. John, you're in Vero Beach, TTV. Hi.
Hi, John.
How you doing?
Well, and you?
Okay.
All right, tell Roberta and Jennifer, who don't have a clue as to what a tappet is,
A solid lifter in a engine, automotive engine.
Yeah, what does it do?
You know what's funny? You told me that, and I still don't know what a tappet is.
All right, hold on a second. Merv's in Mount Vernon. I'm going to let him go further. John, hold on. Merv.
Yes, a tappet is a hydraulically operated little device that's on the end of a push rod that opens and closes the valves to the engine, the intake and the exhaust valves to gasoline engine.
You got that, Roberta?
Yeah,
you got, Jennifer, you got that?
Pressure.
All right, hold on a second. Don't you guys go away. What? I think this is fascinating stuff. Hold on just a minute.
Okay, me too.
Nathan's in Deer River, Minnesota. Nathan, what can you add to Merv and John's explanation of a tappet?
Well, I thought it was an instrument, a tool that creates a threaded hole in metal.
I don't know that you're wrong, but it doesn't apply. I was specifically talking about engines, though.
Yeah,
all right.
Okay.
Yeah, but thanks for calling anyway. Good to hear from you. Ron, add anything to what Merv and John said about the tappet?
Yeah, that tappet, it can be hydraulic or can be adjustable. And it does. It lifts the push rod, which opens your valves up for exhaust, and that's about it. But it can't. They're either hydraulic.
Opens your bowels up?
No, it opens up the valves.
Oh, valves.
You know, she knows the bowels in the engine. You know,
right.
The
yeah, she's just being a wiseacre.
I'm not. You have no idea. I could change oil, and that's about it.
Wiseacre with you. All right, hold on just a second. I want to see.
Like Nathan. I wouldn't be.
Hey, James. What kind of a car you drive?
Mercedes Benz.
Does it have a tappet?
Are you married?
Kind of.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, Lord.
Taps off the camshaft between the valves. The tappet intercedes between the cam and the valves. It absorbs the vibration and keeps the friction to a minimum. It's basically a little switch in between the valves and the camshaft.
Right. And if it gets out of adjustment, the first engine I ever really knew anything about was a 195 straight six General Motors engine. And that's what I learned about tappets in the 1950s.
So my pickup had.
Yeah, right. I got a 1950 Chevy pickup truck now, and that's what the engine is. And I got
learned about a tap that in a bar.
Great vehicle.
Oh, aren't they great? What are you two? These two women are paying no attention to us whatsoever. I think that you would be. You know what? You could impress somebody, Jennifer. Somebody like James, who's a young, good-looking guy. If you knew what a tappet was, you were involved in a conversation with him, he'd be all over you. He'd be so impressed. He'd be
okay, James.
Wanting to marry
first of
you.
All.
Okay. Tell her. I'll be glad to show her what a tappet is, Doug.
I fell for that one, James.
Yeah. Hey, honey, want to tap it?
No, I think I can impress you, and you can show me that. I would like to learn, but I'm a visual learner, so it's hard when I just hear the words flying because I don't know what they mean.
So imagine
I can impress
engine.
You by naming the Dodgers from 1980 in order by their number. Couldn't I do that?
You want, would that
I'm
impress
sure
you?
Could.
Yeah. The tappet.
I'm sure she could impress me.
If you took the valve cover.
I also know she could learn what a tappet is, too.
All right. Take the valve cover off the engine, and what's the tappet? Where do you see the tappet? Tell everybody.
Oh, well, actually, it's typically between the push rod and the valve, so you're not going to see it. It's buried in the metal, usually.
Yeah, you got to take the head off.
Yeah,
you have to take the
head off
near the push rod.
Exactly, yeah. Or,
and you can tap it.
Cam and the valve.
All right, James, hold on a second. This is enough of this conversation.
Thank you, James. That was nice.
All right, Michael, give all of these to Peter, whoever's there to take care of the phone. Give all these guys some e-food. All right? And just, you know what? You guys sometimes...
if you don't follow me on Twitter during this show, you really should.
All right, how are you handling this on Twitter?
Oh, good jokes, good jokes. Things I can't say on the radio.
Okay. Anyway, 15 before the hour, Jennifer will be back in a moment. With the story of Hugh Jackman appearing on WWE Raw and what happened there, plus the ratings for Simon Cowell's program, yada, 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 15 for the hour on Good Day.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's Crizal. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckle?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I meant to tell you, that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. There was 57
channels and now, 13 and a half before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. If you were visiting around at DougSteffen.com this morning, you probably saw the story of Hugh Jackman, who made an appearance at WWE Raw promoting his new movie. Yeah. However, it didn't quite go
as planned.
Scripted, if you will. So what's that story, Jen Jen?
Well, of course, Hugh Jackman, you know, a lot of people go on Raw to promote things. So Hugh Jackman did a little wrestling visit last night, and he was playing the temporary manager for Zack Ryder, who I guess is a big underdog, who was matched up against Dolph Ziggler, who's a real big tough guy. And so when Jackman noticed that the referee was distracted, which always happens in wrestling, by the way, Jackman punched Ziggler right in the face.
For real.
For real.
Right. So what happened?
I guess Dolph Ziggler, it was a little, you know, he was hurt, but it was okay. He's a tough guy. He's back.
Had a fractured jaw.
Yeah.
I'd rather him be up there with Beth Phoenix. That would have been more fun.
Can you believe that he actually punched him that hard? I mean, because I'm sure it was written in that he was supposed to hit him.
Right.
But the fact that he just wham.
Wacko.
Knocked him right in the kidney.
Right. Yes. All right, so that's the story. Hugh Jackman. When is that movie out, by the way? Anybody know?
Next week.
Next week? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the results for the first night of X Factor, which has been much hyped, are in. And it's about half what the people, isn't it about
it's
half?
Good.
What American Idol?
If this were just a normal show, it would be amazing. It drew about 12 million viewers. And for Fox, it was their highest rated premiere in 13 years.
Really?
So that's good. But when people are comparing it to American Idol, it just doesn't even scratch the surface.
Well, it was on the same time as Modern Family, and Modern Family beat it in the
race. They won the night. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. All right. So, we've also.
And that's the first one. That means trouble for the rest of the season, I think.
Well, it just means there's too many of these things. Although, I think people are looking for Simon Cowell. They're looking to have him sort of do what he does. Mm-hmm. That's the only reason I'd listen to this stuff, because I just get a kick out of what he has to say. Or if we did outtakes on that, that'd be the whole show. That'd all you have to. For me, that's all I want to pay attention to.
Simon Cowell's Good Day.
Yeah.
Hey, good news, though, because we love Kiefer Sutherland here.
Yes.
We love 24.
Right. Right.
And we talked about the rumor that he was going to come back to TV with that new show called Touch.
Yes.
It's official. Fox has signed on the dotted line. Touch is coming mid-season, so that means it'll start in January.
Nice.
And the show has a lot of promise because it's done by the guy who did Heroes, Tim Kring.
Oh, really?
And it's going to talk about science and spirituality and involves an autistic child who can predict the future.
All right, so I'm looking at other ratings here.
Mm-hmm.
Nielsen, apparently. Roberta, didn't you follow this? This is one of the New York media papers. And Nielsen has made a mess of the TV ratings. Apparently.
Oh, gosh, yes, I sent you that story. Yeah, that's something else, huh?
Right. Well, I just...
Because it'll affect how you see your favorite shows. I mean, you may have a show that you like, and if you find out it's being taken off the air because the ratings are bad, and now Nielsen is saying that their rating system completely
screwed up.
Messed up.
Like, All My Children Today is the last day.
Yeah, right. We've had the same trouble in radio with the rating company that does the work for radio. It's just they're, shall we say, far from perfect in their methodology.
Accurate.
Even when they say they're working. Now, Nielsen admits that they aren't working.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that tell you? At 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Travel Time for Focus Better Living with Tom Parsons, who's the editor and publisher of bestfares.com. And they have lots of important stories there on how you can save money, plus the anecdotal stuff like the woman who gave birth on board the aircraft, which was going to San Francisco. An interesting story at Tom Parsons' website, which you can connect to. You go to DougStephan.com. Go to the contributors box on the homepage, see Tom's picture, click on that. Not only do you catch up with some of the news, the fun stuff that's going on, the way to save money, there are special deals just put in there for Doug Stephan listeners. So you click on that, and if you're traveling coast to coast, now there are fare sales everywhere, it would seem. Every day in my email box, I get this idea from AirTran, another one from American, another one from United. Here's one from Delta. Here's one from AirTran. Save, save, save. I can be traveling 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So Tom brings that all to the bottom line in a moment here on Good Day.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.
Tom Parsons from bestfares.com. All right, so the first thing is this woman who gave birth on the aircraft. What happens in the, when somebody has some kind of medical emergency, is the pilot instruction to go to the nearest airport and land if it's a heart attack, somebody's giving birth, something like that? Or do they just keep going?
In her case, though, there was three nurses on board.
Really?
Yeah.
So and, what?
And it was a 747.
There's plenty of room. Yeah.
And they took her up to the, she got business. She got, they took her up to the business class in that double decker.
That's the way to get upgraded.
Yeah. So they actually upgraded her. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, and when she, you know, the thing is, I was going to look that up because I thought there was something that says if you're like under 30 days and you're going to have a baby or
you're
something,
you're not supposed to fly.
Fly. And yeah. this doctor said she could fly.
Yeah.
And so it was a big surprise to everybody, and that's why her, the kid's middle name is Francis.
Why?
So, because he landed in San Francisco.
So where was the plane from and going?
Manila. Yeah.
Who's going to Manila?
No, it's from Manila to the United States. And the question now is the baby. It was born on an international airline, though.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure. So the question is, what's the nationality of the baby going to be?
Interesting way to get your kid to be an American citizen.
Right. Yeah, that's a new one. But it also gave us a new meaning to baby on board, too, didn't it?
All right. So you have all kinds of deals that have happened this week. Are there still, what are you telling us? Buy on Tuesday or something.
Here's something I'm going to tell you that I don't usually say, but we've got a deal going on starting Monday, and I'm not supposed to say a lot about it, but I will. But starting right now, we've got the show tickets back to Las Vegas starting November 6th through February. And that's Las Vegas. We're going to have package prices out there as low as $75 from L.A. And the reason I want you to wait till Monday, your listeners, and this is, it's actually on your page, we're saying it's top secret, they're going to get a bigger discount. It's going to get them down to about $75 on Monday. So whatever you see today, you're probably going to get another extra $100 off per couple. So you can buy it this weekend and get your two show tickets, or you can wait till Monday and get the same packet for $100 less.
Wow.
So we can only do it for 96 hours, so we waited till Monday. Huh?
Monday. Hey,
the reason I picked Monday is during the weekends, heck, I'm out doing wild and crazy things. I mean, I can read it all over the – plus we get probably better deals starting Monday through next – I think it was till Thursday next week,
right.
96 hours.
All right,
so if you want to save $100, want to go to Las Vegas, get two show tickets and do everything, even Dallas is going to be $250.
All right, check it out. Tom Parsons, go to his box on the homepage under the contributors section at DougStephan.com. 59 past the hour on Good Day.